WEIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
We got the blues, as in blues music. This is Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. This is a very special show. We're going to feature the unveiling of a brand new video, a music video by Coots Paradise. It's called The First Time, and what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the music from that particular song, and then we're going to do a very special interview on Zoom with Coots Paradise. Stay with us, but first, let's hear The First Time live at Hugh's Room.
So full of surprises, make me feel so good, feel so bad. Shake me up until I'm half crazy, have my heart hanging by a thread. I remember the thrill of the moment, ooh, and the fire inside. Then I learned the sound of someone making promises, the same sound as someone telling lies.
The first time my heart was broken, the first time that it all felt real, the first time my heart was broken.
Ooh, I felt like I was dying. Love, you're so hip. You can catch me with the wink of an eye. Hit me to the edge, you're dizzy in the head. Push a little push, smile a little smile. I remember the thrill of the moment, ooh, the fire inside. Oh, and then you showed your hand in real colors, black and blue and devil red.
First time my heart was broken, the first time that it all felt real, the first time my heart was broken.
Ooh, I felt like I was dying.
Like I was dying.
This is a special segment of Blues Source Canada. Usually, we're only on the radio, but this time we're going to be on the radio as well on video. I don't know who wanted to make that decision, but we're going to go with it. We're going to have some fun. And we're here to celebrate the release of a brand new video by Coots Paradise. And to tell us all about it is the keyboard player, Lily Saz. Lily, tell us all about this.
Hi, everybody. Thanks, Ken. Yeah, so we're going to be doing a video premiere presented by the Toronto Blues Society live on their Facebook page, June 18th at 5 p.m. for a brand new song called The First Time. That's going to be featured on our upcoming album that'll be out later this summer.
And Wayne Krawczyk is the guy that put this song together. He's the guitarist and one of the vocalists. Wayne, what got you into doing this song? What was the background of this song?
I think I had a memory of the first girl I ever went out with, Ken, and a vision of my guitar case flying out her third floor apartment window. Fortunately, there was no guitar in it at the time. And love is a great educator, let's say. That basically sums the song up. So. Mm-hmm.
And on drums, we've got Amy Danino. And Amy, you've got a huge background, which I can't even spend the time to get into. But what's it like providing the backbeat for these professional guys? They're great. So it must be something else to be playing behind them.
Yeah, they all look great from behind. it's a thrill to be the what I'll refer to myself as the bus driver of the band, but it's a thrill to get to not only play and make music with these people, but as friends as well. We have such a great time together, and particularly my rhythm partner in crime, our bass player Ian, just love connecting together and just providing the background for all these other incredible people. So very, very lucky.
And on vocals, Sue Leonard, who has a great lengthy resume of a lot of great bands. Sue, how did you get involved with these guys?
Well, there's a rumor going around that Lily Saz is looking to put a band together. And I liked a lot of the people that were in the band. I was familiar with all of them. And I just thought, I'll just give her a call and just see if I fit the bill. And I did. So I was very happy about that. Because I love the band. I love everybody in this band. They know that.
And then we've got Mark Volkoff. He's a triple threat. He plays flute, sax, and violin. What kind of talent goes to learn three instruments? That must have been quite a challenge.
Well, I started out as a classical violinist, and I think that's one of the hardest instruments to learn when you're a child. I was 7 when I started. And I think it gave me the rudiments and the basics of music that I needed for the rest of my life. And I think the instruments themselves are just mediums to translate your love of music, you know, your communication through the medium of music and bearing your soul and all that good stuff. And so I see the instruments as just another medium. And so the technical limitations of the instruments are something that you overcome with practice like anything else. And so basically, to make a long story short, my high school didn't have strings. So having spent many years studying violin, I then switched to the flute in the high school band and studied privately as well, and then basically taught myself saxophone when I started playing in popular bands because that's what the girls wanted to hear.
Aha! Uh-huh. Now we get the truth.
Yes.
On bass, Ian Taylor from Southampton, England, originally, and bass players are a unique breed. Ian, is there anyone that you really looked up to and admired as a bass player?
Yeah, lots of people. But usually it started with Paul McCartney, obviously, and went on from there. But my big hero was definitely people like Stanley Clarke and Chris Squire and people like that. So that's really where I got hooked on it. Yeah, I started as a guitar player and switched to bass when I was about 21 and ended up playing in bands across Britain. In the area where we were living, there was lots of military mess clubs and working men clubs, and ended up playing 3 and 4 nights a week. So it was a great start for anybody's career. So.
And you guys got a new album coming out. I think we're all excited about that. And I guess I'll throw it to you, Lily. Tell us all about that.
Sure. Yeah, well, we're just getting it mixed now, and it's going to be called Downstream. And we were working on it feverishly, and then had a little setback when our wonderful producer, Nick Blagona, died in January. And Nick passed the torch over to Mike Marconi over at Halo Studio in Hamilton, and told him literally on his deathbed exactly what to do and how he wanted the music treated. And Mike finally was able to, because of all of the COVID stuff, was able to obtain the files, and we've just gotten our first draft of the mixes, and we're really excited because it just sounds great. And the song in the video is one of the songs that will be featured on it, so this will be a little bit of a sneak peek of the upcoming record, so we're all pretty excited.
And where can our listeners view the video?
So the video is going to be premiered on the Toronto Blues Society Facebook page on June 18th at 5 p.m. It's very easy to find. Just search on Facebook for it. After the premiere, it will be available on all platforms, you know, YouTube and Instagram and wherever you might find videos. So, and of course, our website, cootsparadiseband.ca, it'll also be available on the website. So, but you got to come to the watch party for the Facebook premiere, because that'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of fine people there, and it should be a really great event.
Coots Paradise, a great band, a great bunch of people that like to have fun and create music together. And I thank you all for getting together tonight. And this was a great, great talk. And we can't wait to see the video, and we can't wait for the new album to come out.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Yes, and we will be featuring the music from the video as well on Blue Source Canada. So all the best to Coots Paradise. Thank you, and be good. Be safe and be well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken.
Let's hear another tune from Coots Paradise.
Quite a while ago, this train is gone.
That was This Train Is Rolling by Coots Paradise, and we kicked the show off with First Time, the music from the brand new music video by Coots Paradise, live at Hugh's Room. From Montreal now, we've got Justin Saladino. It's JSB Live. We're going to hear Honey and Purple Girl, and we hope to have Justin Saladino on the show next week.
So infatuated, only she can satisfy this craving. Excuse me, pardon me for staring at you, but I can't help contemplating. No, will I be with you, my little angel? Could we make it in time?
Thank you.
Shoot you dead, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Justin Saladino Band from JSB Live. We've got the Sterling Blues Band waiting in the wings. Kim Sterling on vocals. She started off her career with country music. She is now really passionate about the blues. We're going to hear My Daddy Sang the Blues, and then we're going to slow it down with a little bit of When It's Over, the Sterling Blues Band.
My daddy lived the blues
Sterling Blues Band from their self-titled CD. The latest release from the Smoke Wagon Blues Band, Corey Luke and the Gang. It's called The Ballad of Albert Johnson. We're going to hear Sacrifice and Poor Man Blues. Let's dig the Smoke Wagon Blues Band.
Gave up on loving a long time ago. Couldn't pay the pop and I didn't want to know. I've come a long, long way to testify. Played every corner, every two-bit dive. Drank all the whiskey until the well went dry. Chased wine and women over sacred ground. Down on next town bound. I've come a long, long way to testify. Gotta keep on pushing to that Dixie line. I know I'll cure.
Smoke Wagon Blues Band, and we're digging the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the blues alive, and don't forget to boogie. Trickle down is running late. Now stop your bill.
The Smoke Wagon Blues Band from the Ballad of Albert Johnson. Time for some boogie-woogie music. This is Kenny Blues Boss Wayne. His latest release, it's called Go Just Do It. We're going to hear TNP Train 400, and then we're going to get into You Did a Number on Me. From Kelowna, B.C., this is Kenny Blues Boss Wayne.
I packed my clothes in a gunny sack. I'm leaving this place, ain't coming back. Ain't staying in these piney woods. I need to be in a neighborhood. I'm heading for a place called Marshalltown. There I plan to stick around. Now my chance to go, go, go on that TNP train. Coming out the stack. Better catch the train so I can go. When that locomotive whistle blows, I'll be on the train for the closing door. If I miss the train, it won't be no more. Now my chance to go, go, go on that TNP train. Oh-oh-oh, TNP train. To Marshall, Texas, too. See an old honey that I once knew. I took a chance, got off the train. A disappointing thought went through my brain. When she's married, I'll be out of luck. I have to walk around like an old lame duck. I missed my chance to go, go, go. On that TNP train, 400. 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 I gotta get that train. Marshall, Texas, oh, 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 baby, train. I gotta get that train, oh, oh, my honey's there, train. I gotta get that train, oh, 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 star, baby, train. In the neighborhood, oh, 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 I got my gun inside, TNP train. Down on my back, oh, 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 down the pine woods, TNP train. I got a neighborhood, oh, 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 I'm gonna go home, TNP train. Thank you.
you all so well. I know I'll never be free. You did a number on me. Spell, you did a number on.